7. What if I disagree with an evaluation? A. Independent Educational Evaluations. 34. Code of Federal Regulations 300.502. 1. General. As described below, you have the right to obtain an independent educational evaluation of your child if you disagree with the evaluation of your child that was obtained by your local education agency. If you request an independent educational evaluation, the local education agency must provide you with information about where you may obtain an independent educational evaluation and about the local education agency's criteria that apply to independent educational evaluations. 2. Definitions. A. Independent educational evaluation means an evaluation conducted by a qualified examiner who is not employed by the local education agency responsible for the education of your child. B. Public expense means that the local education agency either pays for the full cost of the evaluation or ensures that the evaluation is otherwise provided at no cost to you, consistent with the provisions of Part B of the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, which allow each state to use whatever state, local, federal, and private sources of support are available in the state to meet the requirements of Part B of the Act. 3. Parent right to evaluation at public expense. You have the right to an independent educational evaluation of your child at public expense if you disagree with an evaluation of your child obtained by your local education agency, subject to the following conditions. A. If you request an independent educational evaluation of your child at public expense, your local education agency must, without unnecessary delay, either A. file a due process complaint to request a hearing to show that its evaluation of your child is appropriate, or B. provide an independent educational evaluation at public expense, unless the local education agency demonstrates in a hearing that the evaluation of your child that you obtained did not meet the local education agency's criteria. B. If your local education agency requests a hearing and the final decision is that your local education agency's evaluation of your child is appropriate, you still have the right to an independent educational evaluation, but not at public expense. C. If you request an independent educational evaluation of your child, the local education agency may ask why you object to the evaluation of your child obtained by your local education agency. However, your local education agency may not require an explanation and may not unreasonably delay either providing the independent educational evaluation of your child at public expense or filing a due process complaint to request a due process hearing to defend the local education agency's evaluation of your child. D. You are entitled to only one independent educational evaluation of your child at public expense each time your local education agency conducts an evaluation of your child with which you disagree. E. Local education agency criteria. If an independent educational evaluation is at public expense, the criteria under which the evaluation is obtained, including the location of the evaluation and the qualifications of the examiner, must be the same as the criteria that the local education agency uses when it initiates an evaluation, to the extent those criteria are consistent with your right to an independent educational evaluation. Except for the criteria described above, a local education agency may not impose conditions or timelines related to obtaining an independent educational evaluation at public expense. B. Parent-initiated evaluations. If you obtain an independent educational evaluation of your child at public expense, or you share with the local education agency an evaluation of your child that you obtained at private expense, 1. Your local education agency must consider the results of the evaluation of your child if it meets the local education agency's criteria for independent educational evaluations in any decision made with respect to the provision of free appropriate public education to your child. And 2. You or your local education agency may present the evaluation as evidence at a due process hearing regarding your child. C. Requests for evaluations by hearing officers. If a hearing officer requests an independent educational evaluation of your child as part of a due process hearing, the cost of the evaluation must be at public expense.